Welcome to Wrigley Field in Los Angeles, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Los Angeles Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Jay Hankins. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Pignatano. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Archer. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jim Archer. For the Los Angeles Angels. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Albie Pearson. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Moran. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Hunt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Steve Bilko. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Thomas. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Averill. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Kopp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ryan Duran. Pitching for the Los Angeles Angels, Ryan Duran. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Duran fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt strikes out. Two outs. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Angels nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Archer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Archer bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike three. One out. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 1 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Houser. The throw from Averill and he is safe. Houser steals second. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hankins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Angels nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Klein now pitching. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a pop-up towards first. Bilko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pearson. Seaburn reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Kopp moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. Kopp moves to third. One out. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-1 in the game. Moran hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Angels nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0-for-1 in the game. Pignatano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pignatano moves to third. Causey moves to second. Jim Archer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Archer is 0-for-1 in the game. Archer is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0-for-1 in the game. Bilko hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into left field. Stevens picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stevens. Thomas moves to third. Averill moves to second. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Averill moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kopp strikes out. Two outs. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-0 in the game. Klein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Angels 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hankins hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Moran reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-2 in the game. Moran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearson moves to third. Ken Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pearson tags and scores. Moran tags and moves to second. One out. It's Athletics, 2, Angels, 2. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0-for-2 in the game. Bilko hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. Bilko reaches second base with a double. Moran scores. It's 3-2, Angels. Jerry Staley now pitching. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bilko moves to third. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to second. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kopp is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pignatano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 3, and the Athletics 2. The Angels will come to bat. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hankins. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Moran moves to third. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Moran scores. Hunt moves to third. It's 4-2, Angels. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bilko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Angels 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Joe Nuxhall pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Causey moves to third. Jerry Walker pinch runs for Joe Nuxhall. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. Hauser strikes out. One out. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hankins hits a line drive towards third. Yost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Angels 4, and the Athletics 2. The Angels will come to bat. Bill Kunkel now pitching. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a line drive towards short. Hauser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kopp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yost moves to third. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-2 in the game. Klein is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Seaborn strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball towards center. Hunt settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Hunt. Lump moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunt throws the ball into Kopp, who tags Rivera trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Lump scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Angels. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pignatano hits a fly ball into center field. Hunt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 4, and the Athletics 3. The Angels will come to bat. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Pearson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearson. The throw from Pignatano and he is out, Lump applying the tag. One out. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Moran hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Angels. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bilko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Angels 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Causey strikes out. One out. Luke Klimchuk pinch hits for Bill Kunkel. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klimchuk for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-4 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hankins hits a pop-up towards short. Kopp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Angels, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Los Angeles.